Friday edition of the Chris Rabe Show on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. It is the Friday, January 22nd edition of the program. Going to talk some football today. Adam Levitan, established the run, is going to be with us in just a moment. Give us his take on this weekend's games, the Packers and the Bucks in Green Bay, and then the Chiefs hosting the Bills in Kansas City. We're also going to check in with my buddy Mike Launius. He is a diehard Buffalo Bills fan. He's headed to Kansas City. He's going to go to the game. So what is this like for Bills fans who, you know, Mike is my age, and if you're in your 30s, you haven't seen a lot of great Buffalo Bills teams. So we'll check in with Mike before AFC Championship action on Sunday. Don't forget to subscribe to the Scoops with Danny Mac podcast. Wherever you listen to podcasts, hit subscribe, and you'll get the Chris Rabe Show every day. You can tweet me at C-H-R-A-B-E, C-H-R-A-B-E. Check out everything we've got going on, including Bernie Miklas, at ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. All right, Adam Levitan, Establish the Run, one of the best spots for football fans to check out. Go to the website, establishtherun.com. You can also check out their podcast. Follow Establish the Run and follow Adam on Twitter, at Adam Levitan. Adam, what's going on, man? Happy Almost Conference Championship weekend.
Yeah, you know, I know most people love the conference championship, call it the best week of the year. I wouldn't say that. I prefer more games, but in terms of high-quality games and impactful games, sure, you could say it's the best weekend of the year. So, yeah, I'm excited.
I was actually going to start with that, and I was going to ask you, especially this year, was a little bit of a different wrinkle with Wild Card Weekend. I was going to ask you to power rank, in your opinion, from a football standpoint, from your personal, from Adam Levitan's enjoyment standpoint, power rank the four weekends, Wild Card Weekend, Divisional, Conference Championship, and then Super Bowl.
Well, first of all, I would rank week 17 the best. That's my favorite week because that's
okay. We'll throw that in there.
Yeah, I love week 17. I love getting guys who haven't had much of a chance, have been on practice squads, who have been playing in the preseason. I like to see them get a chance. But no, I think in terms of entertainment for fantasy and for betting props and stuff like that, I think that you would say the Super Bowl, especially in terms of the prop stuff, is best. And yeah, I think it's fun to – Super Bowl is fun in general as a event. Like, I went to Penn State and I didn't love going to games or watching Penn State football that much, but the fact that it was an event and the tailgate and everybody's get together and have a good time, you know, that's kind of reminds me of Super Bowl a little bit. So yeah, I would say Super Bowl is the best. And then I actually think that the four game divisional slate we had last week was really good. I'm not a fan of adding more teams to the playoffs. You know, I thought one thing that was special about the NFL versus maybe NBA or NHL was that, you know, just making the playoffs was a big deal. To add, I know it doesn't sound like much, but just adding one extra spot to the NFL playoffs kind of it took away a little bit from the prestige of me. So I'll say divisional, so best, then divisional, then conference championship, then wild card.
You know, I agree with you, man. And I understand, especially this year, why the NFL and Major League Baseball did it, and who knows in the long term what will end up happening. But I feel like those are the two sports where you really got rewarded for making the postseason. Even with baseball and the wild card game, still, you ended up with only four teams on each side. And I really feel like, you know, outside of using the cliche getting hot, it was an opportunity in baseball or football where you could get hot and you could make a run. In the NBA or the NHL, you kind of know whether or not you're going to make it unless you're one of the bottom seeds. And then, you know, you've got to go through the grind of playing the seven-game series. I love in the NFL and Major League Baseball getting the reward for getting in and then seeing what can happen.
Oh, yeah. I think part of the reason the NFL has exploded in popularity and has really maintained such big popularity is that every regular season game means so much. I mean, if you miss a regular season NBA game, you don't watch your team or whatever, it's not a big deal at all, but you know, you can't blow a regular season NFL games. So, yeah, I think it makes a big difference keeping the amount of playoff teams low.
Adam Levitan is with us from Establish the Run as we get set for the two matchups this weekend. Let's talk first about the Bucs and the Packers. We saw this matchup earlier this year. What aspect of this game, Adam, intrigues you the most, whether it's an individual matchup, whether it's a unit matchup? What are you spending the most time this week on as we get set for this matchup?
Yeah, I actually think that the game that they played earlier this year is pretty irrelevant. I mean, it's been so long ago, and that was a really good spot for the Packers in general. You know, I think that the biggest question is, will Aaron Rodgers be able to light the Bucs secondary on fire? Because this is the NFL's best rush defense. I mean, the Bucs front seven is so athletic and so swarming to the ball. I mean, they have just, nobody's been able to run on them all year. And so what you're likely to see, what you should see, is a ton of dropbacks for Aaron Rodgers and getting Aaron Jones out in the passing game. And, you know, we'll see this Carlton Davis versus Davante Adams matchup. Obviously, last week you had Davante Adams against Jalen Ramsey, and you know, Davante didn't have any big plays, but he caught 9 of 10 targets, and he was effective. I think that matchup against Carlton Davis is easier than the one against Jalen Ramsey, obviously, but certainly no walk in the park. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a lot on Aaron Rodgers, and can he absolutely light up this Bucs secondary? And, you know, we've seen guys do it before. And so, yeah, I think that it's really, really – it's going to be on Aaron Rodgers, and I think that's what people want to see.
Pretty unbelievable looking at Davante Adams, even like snap by snap, every route that he's running. Nobody can really come up with a way to stop him. Adams and Rodgers has been such an incredible tandem for so long, even if that's where everyone knows the ball is going. It seems like Rodgers and Adams are still able to hook up. It's a testament to the play calling. It's a testament to, I think, the down and distance that they decide to execute. But, you know, at the end of the day, if you know it's going to Davante Adams, no one's really been able to come up with a recipe to make that stop.
I mean, the rules are so skewed in the favor of wide receivers. So even if you think that Davante and Jalen Ramsey are equal talents, or Davante and Carlton Davis are equal talents, it's still going to be in the favor of the wide receiver just because of the way the rules are set up. And so, you know, it's just, yeah, the chemistry between Rodgers and Davante is obviously ridiculous in the way that they set up his routes. I mean, it's just, you know, he's going to catch 6, 7, 8 balls in this game. There's no doubt about it. It's just a question of how efficient he is, or you know, how, if they can get any big plays, or what they can do with MVS and Lazard and Tanyan and Aaron Jones and all those guys.
How about from a Bucs standpoint, Adam, is there a case to be made, and without delving too deeply into cliches, but is there a case to be made that we haven't really seen the Bucs play their best game, or string together a couple of their best games?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. I mean, they were very volatile during the regular season, obviously, especially that week 6 game against the Packers where they blew them out. But yeah, you know, I think that they have been healthy, and they have found a good mix between Ronald Jones and Leonard Fournette. They've had one of the best offensive lines for the entire year. They're using Gronk as more of a blocker and Brate as more of a pass catcher now, which I think is best for them. I would say that the biggest hurdle for the Bucs, and you know, there's been a lot of studies and a lot of data on warm weather teams going to cold weather places, and I understand that Tom Brady has played and had a ton of success in very cold weather games. It's more about your body is acclimated to 70 degree weather in Tampa, and now you're going to 25 degree weather up in Green Bay. And so I think, you know, that could create a little bit more volatility in the performance of the Bucs. But yeah, generally speaking, I you know, the Bucs are a very, 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 very good team, and I think the Packers are as well. And so, yeah, I think it's, you know, if they played 100 times, I don't think that one team would win more than 55 and the other team would win more than 45 or something like that.
You can go to establishtherun.com and check out everything that they have to offer. You can become a subscriber. I know that you've got a heck of a year already, Adam, with NFL player props. Can you give us one that you like before people head over to establishtherun.com? One that you like, or one that you're looking at for the Bucs and the Packers this weekend?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's tough. You know, normally when I'm looking at props, I have 16 games to look at. And so it's hard for the books to, you know, cover 16 games. And so you'll find some really soft lines on guys with these very high profile games, like these conference championships. And it's not the Super Bowl. They don't have as many props up as they will the Super Bowl, obviously, you know, it's harder. And so I didn't think there was anything great on the board for props this week. I thought the Marquez Valdes-Scantling over on his receiving yards was okay. I got 29.5. I think that it might be up around 30 or 31 right now. You know, we have him projected around 41 or 42 yards in this game. Obviously, MVS is not a type of player that I like to bet overs on because his range of outcomes is so wide. You know, he's running routes so deep down the field, and it's often going to come down to, well, does he come up with that 30-yard pass from Rodgers, or is he interfered with, or does he drop it? You know, but so it's not a great one, but I did take a little bit on the MVS over on receiving yards.
Adam Levitan is with us from Establish the Run. Again, head to establishtherun.com. Let's talk a little bit about Kansas City and Buffalo, and it seems now coming out of yesterday, Adam, that Patrick Mahomes was still limited but took the majority of the snaps. That line is still holding at -3. Maybe we see the juice moving a little bit depending on your book, but all indications is that we're going to see Mahomes on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt he's going to get cleared from the concussion. You know, we've seen the NFL, you know, obviously there were like hardly any, if any, positive COVID tests on Sundays. And yeah, I think almost certainly he'll get cleared.
Funny how that happened.
Yeah, exactly. What a coincidence. You know, but I think the toe is the biggest concern for Mahomes. And, you know, these turf toe things, it doesn't sound like much, but ability to push off. And if you've ever had a toe injury, I mean, it's just hard to run. And so I think that's the bigger concern right now. I don't know how serious it is. I was surprised that some books opened this 2.5, just opening themselves up to getting middled. If people can bet Chiefs -2.5, and then it eventually goes to Chiefs -3.5, you can come back on the Bills at +3.5, and if it lands on 3, you can win both. And so that's like the exact thing that can ruin a book's weekend. So I'm surprised that they let that happen a little bit, but I do see mostly 3s now out there, and I think that's the right line. I mean, honestly, the Chiefs have not covered in a very, very long time. Bills, from a lot of underlying metrics perspective, have been better than the Chiefs this year. I think the difference is that the Bills' performance is more volatile. Like, you know, we know Mahomes is going to be fine and have a pretty good game. We could see Josh Allen have, you know, a blow-up bad game or blow-up a good game. So, yeah, I think that it's a really, really, really good game. And I expect two really pass-centric game plans out of both these teams. And so that should lead to a lot of fun. You know, I was actually surprised that the total in the Tampa Green Bay game was, you know, up around the total, the same, at least in the same range as the Bills Kansas City game. You know, I'd expect the AFC game to be much, much higher scoring just based on game plan of how much you want to pass the football.
Yeah, we know that the Chiefs, Adam, can play from anywhere. They can play from ahead. They can play from behind. They can play from way behind. What's the ideal roadmap or the ideal game script for the Bills?
Yeah, I mean, I think almost every quarterback plays better from ahead, you know, and the thing is, without Zach Moss, what we've seen is last week, at least, the Bills were like, screw it, we're not going to run the football at all. I mean, they had, I think it was like one or two rushing attempts in the entire first half against the Ravens. And so, yeah, you know, I think that's interesting. They have four very, very, very good wide receivers. We'll see if Gabe Davis is able to play in this game, but either way, I mean, they have very, very good wide receivers, and they have a plan that I think works, especially with Josh Allen's ability to rush. And so even though he's dropping back 40, 50 times in a game, you know, he can turn a lot of those into runs by himself and pick up what he needs to. So yeah, you know, I think that every quarterback plays better from ahead. And so, yeah, asking Josh Allen to come from behind against, I think, a pretty good Chiefs pass rush when it's in a known passing situation isn't really a great spot for Josh Allen.
You know, you made the point earlier this week on the Establish the Run pod that everyone who faded the Chiefs against the Browns last week had a chance. Everyone who backed them were let off the hook. And Kansas City's kind of been playing with fire a little bit with the number. Haven't been great lately covering the number. The Bills, though, and Josh Allen, his dogs, his road dogs, have been great. And I would say that it's maybe a case of not getting enough respect, but I think the number's about right. The Chiefs have been you know, the most public team, and mm-hmm. Chiefs overs have been incredibly public the last couple of years. From a line perspective, is there value as a road dog on the Bills this week, or does it still just depend on seeing how Mahomes looks the first couple of drives and how he can move around, Adam?
Oh, no, I think there's value on the Bills. I mean, it's not a ton, you know, but especially if you can get a 3.5, I think there's value on the Bills for sure. And like you said, I mean, Chiefs have been very, very good, but the Bills have been very, very good, even better, you know. And so I think early in the year, people did not buy into the Bills. You know, you were able to get 80-1 on Josh Allen to win MVP and 13-1 on the Bills to win the AFC. But I think that now the Bills have kind of turned into more of a public team. So we have two kind of public teams with the Bills and the Chiefs there. So yeah, no, I think that the Bills 3.5, you're getting, I don't know, you're getting a little bit of value, maybe a half point or a point. It's nothing crazy. But, you know, when you're betting on NFL sides, you know, getting a point or a half point is a ton because the lines are always going to be so efficient anyways.
Yeah, it's amazing. I know that physically they look different, but Allen and Mahomes, I think it's going to be so fun to watch them go head to head because of a lot of the things that they do and a lot of the similarities I think they do have in terms of the creativity, in terms of when things break down, the throws they can make, the angles from which they can throw. Just it's unbelievable to watch both of them. It makes me, you know, bang my head against the wall as a Bears fan. But Allen just, you know, I think finally is getting the recognition for what he can do when things break down. I think we all know how athletic he is, but just that he doesn't panic when things go poorly in the pocket. And like Mahomes, he's able to make something out of nothing. I think it's going to be such a fun matchup. I selfishly hope that Mahomes is fine and that we get to see four quarters of these guys doing their thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he's going to play 30. I think the question on Mahomes is how much will he be able to actually do the thing where he like escapes the pocket and makes the crazy sidearm throws and does all that stuff. Cause I mean, his ability to extend plays has been a huge part of his game. And so we'll see if he's able to do that. You know, I kind of think that he will, but obviously there's no way to know for sure.
All right. Is there a proper matchup that you're looking at, Adam? Again, folks can go to establishtherun.com, but is there something that you like or something that you grabbed earlier this week in this game?
Yeah. You know, I didn't take anything, but I saw John Brown's yardage prop looking a little bit too low. You know, John Brown had zero catches in the wild card game, but his usage in that wild card game was awesome. You know, played every snap, ran a route on just about every one of Josh Allen's dropbacks. You saw in the divisional game that they used John Brown in more of a higher percentage role. He ran comebacks, he ran quick outs, he was the first read for Josh Allen a lot, and especially with Cole Beasley and Gabe Davis both seeming less than 100%, I think there's room for John Brown to go over 50.5 yards, I believe, is his prop. You know, it's similar to MVS, though. You know, I don't love taking overs on big play guys, on volatile guys. I try to lean unders on almost all my props anyway. So I actually didn't put that one in, but I thought that it was, if I was going to take an over on a player prop, I thought that was one of the best ones.
All right. Go to establishtherun.com. Follow Adam on Twitter. Hey, and Adam, while we're getting ready for these two great matchups, the Lions decide to drop the Dan Campbell bomb on us yesterday. What a couple of minutes at the podium that was. Oh, my goodness. I'm still trying to process this. I don't know if that was performance art, like if Dan Campbell is a Banksy or what. Like that was unbelievable yesterday.
Yeah, you know, I don't know, man. Like he seems like he's got a good attitude, you know. Like obviously the Big Lebowski, like he's probably around the same age as me, or maybe he's a little bit older. But you know, Big Lebowski is kind of like a cult phenomenon. He calls himself the dude and he has it on his card. And yeah, I mean the whole thing with the kneecaps and the fighting and all that, you know, that's just like,
he was exceptionally descriptive about
right.
that. He offered a lot of details.
Yeah. That was definitely weird. you know, and he went on to say some other stuff that I thought was more logical and interesting, but yeah, I mean, I'm not optimistic that he's going to be some like, you know, savant when it comes to understanding what play calls are successful and in what situations you should be throwing versus running and everything. You know, it strikes me that he's going to be another, you know, hand in the dirt. We're going to smash their mouth in and that's how we're going to win. And, you know, that's I think part of football and maybe us in the, you know, media or whatever in the analytics, Twitter, or whatever, don't give enough credit to that part of the game, the motivation, the how physical the game is and what these guys need to perform. But just in terms of play selection, I mean, that's the thing that that gets me. I'm scared that he's going to be like doing, you know, second and 10, you know, halfback dives to Adrian Peterson. And that's the way to cost your team win probability in, you know, the 2-4% range, which is, you know, really, really bad.
Yeah, just do like the Packers, throw on every second and 10. You know, he could, though, he could have won everyone back over at him if after that long diatribe yesterday where he was detailing, you know, how and when and how often they're going to focus on the kneecaps of the other team. He could have just said, and by the way, we're never going to punt. And everyone would be like, okay, we're cool with Dan Campbell.
Yeah, I'm waiting for that. I'm waiting for that never punt. Eventually, maybe it'll happen. I know there's some high school teams doing the never punt thing. I think it's an interesting idea.
Oh, yeah, the team in Friday Night Lights, the movie, Dallas Carter, never punt and always go for two. And I think always onside kick. Shout out to those guys. Yep. They were ahead of the curve. Adam Levitan from Establish the Run. Again, follow him on Twitter at Adam Levitan. Check out Establish the Run. Check out the pod. Check out the website. Appreciate it, man. Enjoy conference championship weekend, and we'll have to check in again before the Super Bowl to go over some player props.
Cool. Sounds good. Yeah, enjoy the games. Thanks for having me.
Quick break. When we come back, we'll check in with my buddy Mike Lanius. How does a diehard Bills fan feel before one of the biggest games in recent history, maybe in 3 decades? We'll do that next on the Chris Raby Show on Scoops at DannyMac.com. Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert, is one of the great sponsors of the program and Scoops with DannyMac.com. And right now is a perfect time to learn about a home loan refinance. You hear the word all the time, but maybe you don't even know what you're doing. Essentially, you're redoing your loan. So in terms of your first mortgage, you're retooling your loan. The home loan expert is paying off your current loan and giving you a brand new loan. You can decide the term, 30 years, you can go shorter. Give them a call, look at your current mortgage, and ask the home loan expert, Ryan Kelly, if they can do anything to improve your situation. It all depends on your goal, and they will work with you. But everyone with a mortgage loan can benefit from calling Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert, today for a free mortgage analysis. Go to thehomeloanexpert.com, thehomeloanexpert.com. Learn about not just the incredible loan offers that they have, but also the incredible customer service, their customer-first approach that separates them from anyone else you could get a mortgage through. Ryan Kelly is the home loan expert online at thehomeloanexpert.com. Schnucks Rewards, one more reason to love Schnucks. Get the app that gets you Schnucks Rewards. The Schnucks Rewards app allows you to earn points every time you shop for money off your next purchase. But there's so much more in the app to simplify shopping. For instance, you can get exclusive digital savings, including over 100 new digital coupons every week. The shopping list helps keep you organized. Add items on the go. Plus, you can share it. Recipes in the app make meal planning easy. Search for recipes by ingredients and add them to your shopping list. Go to schnucks.com. And check out more about the app that gets you Schnucks Rewards, the Schnucks Rewards app. Download it on the App Store or Google Play. The Schnucks Rewards app rewards you for shopping at Schnucks. Lanius.
What's going on? How are you guys?
How are you feeling, big boy?
Feeling great. Excited. We're about 48 hours away, so can't wait for it should be a fun game. I'm really pumped. It should be good.
All right. First thing we need to establish. This is the biggest sporting event in your lifetime since what? Where does this rank in terms of significance of sporting events in your sports fan life?
It has to be right up there, if not as the biggest. I was pretty young for the Super Bowl era, so the early 90s. So I remember the games, but not in the way that, like, the anxiety leading up to it and that sort of thing. So this has got to be right up there. I mean, as far as superstitions go, I've kind of tried to get rid of those as best as possible because, you know, I was one of those guys who was eating Fruity Flakes every Sunday morning for 2 straight years during the late 90s. And I thought that, you know,
how'd that work out?
Yeah, it didn't, obviously. And, you know, I had to have my Zubaz pants on every day and all that stuff. So I realized that, like, you got to kind of let those go and just let the chips fall as they may. But yeah, this is huge. This is, I mean, it's the biggest game we've played since, you know, obviously other than the Super Bowl era, maybe the Music City Miracle game. I mean, I think that's the closest thing we had, only because I think that team actually had a legit shot at making some noise in the playoffs. But yeah, this is massive. This is huge. And the fact that it's, you know, hopefully Mahomes and Allen, two of the young guns going at it, I think it's going to be awesome.
You sent us a video. Was it the Cardinals Hail Mary game where you had a camera?
Absolutely.
On you, yes. And your daughter, and you're holding her watching the end of the game while Arizona completes the Hail Mary.
It's so funny. Yeah. So years ago, actually, with a buddy of ours, I filmed myself live as Andy Dalton threw a touchdown pass to send the Bills into the playoffs. And so I've always just like during random fun moments, I've always just like filmed myself at the end of the game. There's like set up a
and also win us a survivor's pool.
Yeah. So it was a great time. So, and I got a buddy in Phoenix and we were texting back and forth. And he had FaceTimed me at one time from a bar, and we were going back. So I was like, I'm going to record this. We're going to win this game. We're going to show it in his face. And, so I have my reaction to the Hail Mary on live feed with my daughter. And it was one of those moments I guess I wish I didn't do, because I run away from the camera, and all you hear is a five-year-old going, Daddy, what's wrong?
Daddy what's
what
wrong?
Happened? What happened, Daddy? Just get out of here. Can't do this right now.
Like, do they understand it's pressure cooker time when the Bills are on for Dad?
So the oldest, she just turned six, and she totally gets it. Like, she's been getting into the mode. She puts her Josh Allen shirt on and all that stuff. The other two don't, you know, there's a 4 and a 1-year-old, so they could care less. But she totally gets it. And it's actually quite funny. It was early in the year where we had won, I think we were 3-0, we may have been 4-0. And when I'm putting her to bed, and she would watch the games, you know, outside with me, and I'm putting her to bed. She's like, Daddy, do the Bills just always win? And I couldn't help but laugh. I was like, that's what the ignorance of a single Bills fan must not understand, the 17-year playoff drought and everything else. And I just like laughed. I was like, well, yes, in your lifetime, they've been actually pretty decent, or since you can remember. No, sweetheart, they do not always win. This has been a fun couple of years.
They've made the playoffs for half of her life, right? Yeah. Maybe this will be the start of like a Boston-like dynasty where fans of the Bills and children in Buffalo that are born now and are just a couple of years old will get to experience a dynasty over the next decade.
I mean, you're talking pipe dream right now, especially when you're talking about Boston and what they did to us for, you know, 20 years.
Well, you guys have a quarterback at least.
Well, that's why I actually am really excited about this game. The anxiety leading up to it probably isn't as high as it was even last year going into the playoffs, because I think we finally established ourselves as a quarterback, a team with a 24-year-old, you know, gunslinger who's going to be here for at least two more cost-controlled years, if not, you know, probably another 7 to 10, assuming we give them extension. And like, that's what's kind of exciting is the core group of this team is going to be together for a while. I mean, Tremaine Edmonds is on a rookie deal. We just extended Tre'Davious White. You know, Micah Hyde, Jordan Poyer, they're going to be around. Stephon Diggs has got a 4-year deal still. So, like, I don't have the, like, anxiousness of like, oh, my God, we have to win this game. And I'm not trying to take it for granted by any means. As a Bills fan, I will never take a playoff game for granted. But, like, I really think this core is kind of together for at least the foreseeable future. So it's exciting that I think it's the start here. I said this – actually, I was talking to Adam just a day or two ago, and I said, you know, I think Mahomes is as good as it's going to get. He may be the best when it's all said and done. I just hope we can get 3 or 4 shots at him in the next 5 years, and maybe win 1 or 2 of those. Who knows? You know. So it's the start of an exciting run, hopefully, for us. So we'll see.
A lot of people will save like a bottle of wine or a bottle of champagne for a special occasion. Do you have a box of Flutie Flakes unopened that you've been saving for maybe this weekend, or maybe if you win on Sunday that you would break open on Super Bowl Sunday? Because I'm looking on eBay right now, and we could make this happen.
No, so I do have a box of Flutie Flakes at my parents' house, and they're in like a crawl space, and so I have not opened them up. I have not busted them out. I'm actually afraid to. I remember my dad asked me about it. When they beat the Andy Dalton year, when they got in and lost to Jacksonville, he's like, I still got all this stuff. If you want, you know, your whatever. I was like, let's leave those in there for now. But yeah. I collected that stuff for a while because I think we went out there the year the Flutie Flakes became a big deal. I ended up going to like I think 2 games that year in Buffalo, and that was the thing. I was like, I gotta buy a bunch of Flutie Flakes. We're out here, so I had boxes of that stuff like stashed away. I thought that was gonna be worth something someday. So
we can't get you to say that you're gonna eat them on Sunday morning.
Well, I'll be driving to Kansas City on Sunday morning, so maybe we'll see. I guess I could go get them. I think if we win the Super Bowl, that's when I'll eat those. I think I'll save it for that day.
Yeah, you're going to the game.
Yeah, we're driving up Sunday morning, first thing. So, yeah, I'm excited.
How did that happen?
So I tried to get to a game a year, and with the COVID restrictions and everything, I had we were going to go to the Denver game, and then they told fans they couldn't come. And then I wanted to get to one of these last two Bills playoff games, but you couldn't. There was no resale market for those. So I was like, if this is the only really game that I have actually access to get tickets to, I have to go. So we're driving up
That's
Sunday
unbelievable.
Morning.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, we're driving up Sunday morning. Pretty fired up for that.
Arrowhead's incredible, man. Oh, it's a really cool place, and it'll be how many fans are going to be in there? Are they doing like 30% capacity or something? Because they've had fans all season, so they know the drill.
17,000 are going to be there, and the lots are going to be open for tailgating as well. So it'll be as close to normal as it'll feel for a game this season. So hopefully, yeah, I love. I'm a big fan of going. I've been at least 4 or 5 Bills games at Arrowhead, so I'm excited to put another notch on that.
Are you wearing the Zubaz pants?
Zubaz pants, everything, man. You betcha. It'll be rocking, ready to go. I'll have my Zubaz pants and my 90s starter jacket.
All right. Well, when the Bills win, you got to come back on Monday, and we'll recap what it was like.
Absolutely, buddy. I appreciate it, man. I can't wait. Thanks for having me on, man.
All right. Have fun. Be safe. Go Bills.
Will do, buddy. Take care. Thank you.
All right, big thanks to Mike. Best of luck to the Bills. Big thanks to Adam Levitan as well from Establish the Run. Enjoy the games this weekend. We'll be back on Monday. Have a great weekend. This has been another week of the Chris Rabe Show on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Until Monday, I'm Chris Sane. Be nice to each other, and as always, peace.